to understand the avodah of Chodesh El, one has to look at the parashiyos that one reads in Chodesh El. The first parasha, Kiyadua, that we read in the beginning of El is Parasha Shoftim. The Mefarshim talk about it already. Shoftim, Shoftim, Titanacha, Bechol Sharecha. One has to understand the Shaychas of Parasha Shoftim to Chodesh El. The Parashas, the Mini of Shoftim, the Mishpatim of Klal Yisrael. What's the Sod of the Shaychas to Chodesh El? And Bechlal, the Toichen of Parasha Shoftim, Mitzvahs Minui Melech. And at the end, the sugya of Egla Arufa, what's that shaychus to Chodesh El? But before that, one has to even go to the end of Parshas Re'eh. The end of Parshas Re'eh is the Shar, is the Pesach to Chodesh El. And the end of Parshas Re'eh is Shalish Pa'am Bashona Yerokal Zuchucha, is Pnei Hashem Elekecha, Bamokam Hashiyivcha, the Klal Yisrael all have to come to the Helig Abis HaMikdash 3 times a year. That's the Shar to Chodesh El. Seems to be a special connection between Chodesh Elul and the Beis HaMikdash. The Shar in the Avoid of Chodesh Elul is remembering the Sholesh Poem Bashana, is remembering the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Pshat? Rosh Hashanah, they didn't go up to the Beis HaMikdash, not one of the Sholesh Poem Bashana. And Bechlal, Mefarshim ask, what's the connection between the end of Parshas Re'eh, which is the Shalosh Pom Bashana, to the beginning of Parshas Shoftim? What's the Shaychus of Minui HaShoftim, Mechol Shorecha, to the Indian of Gimel Regalim? It seems that Ki'ilu, that this mitzvah of Shoftim, Meshoitrim Titanacho, Bechol Shorecha, the mitzvah of Minui Shoftim, Bechol Shorecha, is Shaykh to Shalosh Pom Bashana. How? And then Parshas Kiseitze, what's the Shaychas of the Parsha of Yifastoya, and so many of the mitzvahs. In Parshas Kiseitze, there's so many mitzvahs, Esses and Loisasses. In the end of Parshas Kiseitze is Melchemes HaMolek, what's that Shaychas? To Chodesh El. Parshas Kisovoy begins with the mitzvah of Bikurim. What's the Shaychas between the end of Kiseitze, HaMolek, and the beginning of Kisovoy? Mitzvahs Bikurim. It seems like that Kedu after Mechias HaMolek is the time for Bikurim, for Havas Bikurim. After Mechias HaMolek, at the end of Kiseitze, one brings Bikurim. What's the Shaychus? Nitzavim is Parshat Nitzavim Vayelech. There you have the Mitzvahs Tshuva, the Psukim of Kikorev Elecha Adova Moed. But these parshas to focus on Shoftim, Kiseitze, Kisovoy, how are they preparing us for Elul? For Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that Yosef HaTzadik came out of jail on Rosh Hashanah. What's the Shaychus of Yosef HaTzadik to Rosh Hashanah? But in order to understand these Nakudas, one has to explain a bit the Shaychus Be'emes, the Keshav Klal Yisrael to the Beis HaMikdash. What was the taka, the focal Keshav of every Yid to the Beis HaMikdash? It wasn't merely that when he did a Chet, he did an Aver, he had to come and bring a Korban. So where do you bring a Korban? There's a Chesav of Shchutei Chutz, you have to bring a Korban to the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't just that, it was obviously much deeper. In order to understand the Keshav every Yid to the Beis HaMikdash, we have to be makdim with another kasha. Why was it that the Sanhedrin were also in the Beis HaMikdash? The Sanhedrin HaGdoila that sat in the Lishkas HaGozes. The Chayor of the Beis HaMikdash was a mokum of Avoida. Beis HaMikdash was a mokum of Akrovas Kabonis. What's the Shaychus of Sanhedrin who are judge Dan Mishpatei Torah? Why should they be in the Beis HaMikdash? What's the Shaychus of judging the Mishpatei Torah to the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash? When we understand the significance of the Sanhedrin being done Mishpatei Torah, we'll understand the significance of the Sanhedrin Dafka being in the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Sanhedrin and the Beis HaMikdash, Havada was Hainu Hach, and that's taka why they sat in the Lishkas HaGozes. How? But the Bi'ur HaInyan is that the Beis HaMikdash was the Mokoim of the Malas of Mala of Klal Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash was a mokum which was megale the ma'iles ha'odom. Atem kruim odom ve'inu musa oilem kruim odom. Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, was a mokum which was megale kedushas Yisrael, Megale Kovod Yisrael. Megale how much potential lies in every single Yid. His Megale how much every Yid is a Beis HaMikdash. V'osu li Mikdash v'shechanti b'soy chom. B'soy choh leinem ala b'soy chom b'soy kol echot v'echot. The Avodim Vayikra begins, Adam ki yakriv mikem. And Rashi says, Adam is referring to Adam Arishon. We begin the whole Seder of Avodah with remembering the Milas of Adam Arishon, where we come from. As the Gemara says in Chagiga, the Gevaltiga Mila of Adam Arishon of Neachet, Ke'ilu, how tall he was, all the way up into the Rakia, all the way up into Shemayim, the Gadlus Adam, the Milas of Adam, which is the Mila of Klal Yisrael. So therefore you can't begin Avodah Beis HaMikdash until you megala the Mila of Klal Yisrael. The Yakrus, how precious Klal Yisrael is, how precious every Yid is. Bechlal, the whole Seder of the Mishkan of the Beis HaMikdash was divided into three parts. The Malbim says it's Keneged the Gimel Chalokim of an Adam. The Kodesh Kadoshim Keneged the Moichin. The Oil Moed Keneged his Guf. Till Raglaim, the Chelek HaChitzon Keneged the lower part of the body. The whole Beis HaMikdash was Megala, the Mile of Klal Yisrael, the Mile of every Yid. And that's why the Beis HaMikdash, will discuss it, but that's why the Beis HaMikdash was a mokayim where Klal Yisrael will do tshuva when they come to the Beis HaMikdash to bring a korban. Because a Yid who sins, a Yid who can be choyta, is only because he's Messiah Das on his Maila. He's Messiah Das on what a Yid is, how much is contained within a Yid, how much toichin a Yid has, how much moichin, how much elikus every Yid has inside him. A person, a Yid who sins, is because he's Messiah Das in the Gevaltige Darag of every Yid. And therefore he had to come to the Beis HaMikdash. And then when he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, he sees the Ma'ilov, he feels the Ma'ilov of Klal Yisrael. He feels the Adam of Klal Yisrael, how every Yid is a Bechinas Adam Arishayin. He sees that the three Chalokim of the Mishkan of Beis HaMikdash is connected to his three Chalokim. How he himself is a Merkava to be a Beis HaMikdash, to be a Mikdash Ma'at. And the Mela, therefore, Busha v'cherpa covers his face. He feels a terrible Busha. This is who I am, Be'emes, and this is what I'm doing. The steerer between what he succumbed to do and the Cheshivas, who he is. That was the Tshuva Shleima that a person did when he came to the Beis HaMikdash. We will discuss it still. So the Mela, therefore, if the Beis HaMikdash is Megala, the Maila of Klal Yisrael, so Avada and Avada, the Sanhedrin, who had done Mishpatei Torah to be there. Because the Pasuk says, the Torah Akdosha says in Pashas Veschanon, that the Torah testifies and is made, that the Omru, that the Goyim say, that the Torah is, Shmatim Asisem Ki Chochmaschem Ubinaschem Le'enei Amim. When the Goyim see the Sanhedrin, when the Goyim see how Yidin, how the Dayanim judge Mishpatei HaTorah, is they see the Gevaltige, Heilige Maila of Klal Yisrael. And if you look in the Mefarshim over there, Sepharin and others, it brings out a murdik, a Yakrus, and Gevaltige Gadlus of Klal Yisrael, that the Goyim see when they see a Dayan, and they see a Dayan being dunned in Emes Lamitoi. It brings out the Gevaltige Maila of Klal Yisrael, the Chochma of Klal Yisrael. So Meila, since the Beis HaMikdash was a Mokim that's Megale Mailas Kedushas Yisrael, so Meila the Sanhedrin, who even amongst the Goyim, can be makir through the Mishpatei HaTorah, the Godless of Klal Yisrael, or Mi Goy Godol, so obviously the Sanhedrin had to be there in the Lishkas HaGozes, because the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokim that's Megale, Roimimus, Kedushas, Mailas, Godless of Klal Yisrael, and the Goyim see this through the Mishpatei HaTorah. If the Goyim see this through the Mishpatei HaTorah, Halachas Kama Vakama, every Yid has to say, or Mi Goy Godol, through the Mishpatei HaTorah. And this is Mazbe, a lot of Yesoidus, don't get into it in detail, If you learn through Masechta Sanhedrin, you see that how many times V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha is mentioned, how they used to execute a Yid. Why this way? Why not this way? Teretz Talmud Lema V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, Talmud Lema V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. The Sanhedrin brought out the gewaltige Yid, the gewaltige mile of a Yid. They brought out the gewaltige mile of the Yid, so it also brings out the goydel zehirus that they have to have with every single Yid. And the key mitzvah, and the chiv of key mitzvah of V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha that the Sanhedrin had so many times. How they execute, where you throw them off from skill. If you do it this way, then the varm will break too much. The after Acha Kamoicha doesn't allow it. If it's this way, there'll be too much tsar. Then the after Acha Kamoicha doesn't allow it. Sanhedrin Kulay, they had so much chiv, such a high degree of chiv of after Acha Kamoicha. Where does this come from? The Teretz is because the Sanhedrin of Megala, the godless of Klal Yisrael, the godless of a Yid. If they Megala, the godless of a Yid, even when they're executing, but they're not executing a Yid. If they're executing a Yid, so then the chiv of after Acha Kamoicha applies to its fullest extent. The mitzvah of minui v'shoivtim v'shoichim titan acho b'chol shorecho. That every single town had to have shoivtim and dayonim. But their smicha and their koyach, they were representatives of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. So how did every yid in every town connect to the Beis HaMikdash? He connected to the Beis HaMikdash through the Shoiftim V'Shoichim Titin Lecha B'chol Shorecha. Because the Shoiftim V'Shoichim were on behalf of the Sanhedrin HaGdoila. So this mitzvah of Shoiftim V'Shoichim Titin Lecha B'chol Shorecha is Klal Yisrael's every Yid's connection to the Beis HaMikdash. The godless, the Maila, the Migoy Godla, Shalei Chukim Mishpotim Tzadikim, which was represented in the Beis HaMikdash and which had its branches all over Eretz Yisrael, that brought every Yid to the Maila of Klal Yisrael, which was represented in the Beis HaMikdash. So mainly the end of Re'eh and the beginning of Shoiftim is more interconnected now. The end of Re'eh, we said, is Shalish Pom Mashana Yirah Kol Zechurcha. The mitzvah of every Yid to be connected to the Maila of Klal Yisrael, to be connected to feel the Maila of Klal Yisrael by going three times a year on the Yom Tovim to the Beis HaMikdash. And when it wasn't three times a year, we were still connected to the Beis HaMikdash through the Bechina of Shoiftim and Shoichim Titin Lachol Bechol Sherecha, which connected us to the Lishkas HaGozit, to the Sanhedrin HaGdoila, which is to the Maila of Klal Yisrael. So if that's the case, it turns out that Be'emes Pasha Shoiftim V'Shoichim Titin Lachol B'chol Sherecha is a parasha that's being Megala, the gewaltige Maila of Klal Yisrael. It's a parasha that's Megala, Roimimus of Klal Yisrael, Kedushis Yisrael, and Mailis Yisrael. And that explains. It's the parasha, better said, it's the parasha that connects every single Yid to the Beis HaMikdash, which the Beis HaMikdash represented the Maila of Klal Yisrael. We've quoted often before the Rashi Mezayis HaBrocha by Zvulun Svunet Tmun Echoil, where Rashi says Goyim would come to the Beis HaMikdash and they would see the Maila of Klal Yisrael and it would be misguided. So the Goyim recognized Roimimus Yisrael when they came to the Beis HaMikdash, and they saw that it was worthwhile being Mizgaya. The merchants that came to buy from Zevulun, they said, let's go all the way up to Yerushalayim, Liros Ma Yirasa Shel Umazu. And then they were Megala the Ma'il of Klal Yisrael. Lachas Kama V'Kama, every Yid is Megala the Ma'il of Klal Yisrael when he would see the Beis HaMikdash. So Parsha Shoiftim is the Parsha that's connecting Klal Yisrael to the Beis HaMikdash. It's connecting Klal Yisrael to the Gevaltig of Roimimus Ma'ilus Yisrael. So Ramela, therefore, that's why the parasha of Melech is also over here in this parasha. And we know there's a whole tumult. Here it seems there's a mitzvah of Soim Tasim Melech HaMelech. In the times of Shmuel HaNovi, when they asked for a Melech, it was a taina on them. And all the Mepharshim explain, because they asked for a Melech, K'chol HaGoyim. And there's Heiliger words from the Arachayim HaKadosh in this week's parasha, in the sugya of Mini Melech. Arachayim HaKadosh says, he's mechalik between a mini melech by goyim and a mini melech by yidden. And he talks about the inyan of mini melech by goyim. It's a davar sonu mei beini Hashem. Ki say the malchus ha'umus layelchu b'macha kishru n'maisa elacha toyelas achushi yois. Kings just go to fight war and they cause mordechai casualties to their country. Just for the sake, because they want power over another country and another country. Velahavdil bayidin v'geder base hu lechoved u'letiferes Yisrael. The mitzvah of mini melech bayidin is lechoved u'letiferes Yisrael. Hu kadei Hashem yase b'schusei k'derech shehoya Hashem oishia Yisrael b'yad ha'shoiftim u'b'yad malchi Yisrael ha'ksherim. V'tzei l'mad midovid ha'melech. The geder of being mamane a king is in order to bring out the godless of Klal Yisrael. When there's an erlech a king, a Yerushamayim, so then the Rabban Shloim sends Ashkocha Protis, and he's loichem l'chomas, and Rabban Shloim makes nisim v'niflois al yidei the melech. So it brings out the meridik ha'mayil of Klal Yisrael. L'chovod l'teferes Yisrael, the loshen kotcha of the Archaim HaKadosh. So you see, the Pasha Shoiftim again is a Pasha that's bringing out the Roimimus of Klal Yisrael, the Mi Goy Godel. So therefore, the Pasha of Mini Melech is also in this Pasha. We know Melech is connected to the Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo HaMelech actually built the Beis HaMikdash. Gemara says in Yuma, Ein Yeshiva Bazara Ela Lamalchis Beis David Bilvat. The Beis HaMikdash and the Melech goes hand in hand. The Melech is there to bring out the Roimimus of Klal Yisrael. Beis HaMikdash is there to bring out the Roimimus of Klal Yisrael. So they go hand in hand, the Melech and the Beis HaMikdash. Shoiftim and Shoitrim is our Keshet to the Beis HaMikdash B'chol Sharecha. And Meile Shaykh to Mitzvah's Mini Melech as well. So if that's the case, so then it's obvious that why the parasha of Egla Rufa comes at the end of the parasha. Because the parasha of Egla Rufa is mamish, nothing brings out the ma'ila of Klal Yisrael, the ma'ila of a Yid, as the parasha of Egla Rufa, when Rachman and Tzlan, a Yiddish life is lost. Somebody was killed between two cities, so who has to leave, and who has to go and measure, who has to go and be busy with it, who has to be misasik with it, says the pasuk, v'yotzu zekeinecho v'sheftecho. Says Rashi, who is the kenecha v'shiftecha? Says Rashi, v'yotzu zekenecha, muyuchodim shezekenecha, elu sanhedri gedoyla. Pachad ha'kazach. Somebody was killed, who knows where, in Eretz Yisrael, somewhere far away from Yerushalayim, the sanhedrin ha'gedoyla, had to pack out, and they had to go measure, they had to go and busy themselves. What's the shaykhus of sanhedrin ha'gedoyla? They had to be modadu ha'orim, asher sviva sachala. What's the Sanhedrin Gedolus Shaychus? But the answer is Mamish Hein Hein Advarim. A Yid, the mile of a Yid is a Beis HaMikdash. A Yid is a Beis HaMikdash. The whole Tachlis of a Beis HaMikdash is to be Megala the mile of a Yid. If one Yid can go and be Ritzeach to murder another Yid, in other words, if one Yid can be Mevatl and can be Mezalzel in the whole mile of a Yid by killing a Yid, by being Ma'abed a Yiddish in the Shoma, it's felt in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a pegam somewhere in the Beis HaMikdash if that could happen. So therefore, v'yotzu zekenecha, the Sanhedrin, who represent the Roimimus and Godless of Klal Yisrael, they had to leave and they had to be busy with it because a Yiddish life is lost. There's a pegam in the Beis HaMikdash. The whole mitzvah of Egla Rufa, the whole parasha of Egla Rufa is to be megala how every Yid is connected to the Beis HaMikdash, how every Yid is intrinsically connected, and a pegam in a Yid is shayach and is felt in the Beis HaMikdash. Which Agav also explains why the parash of Egel, why the perik of Egel Aruf is the end of Masechah Soita, was the shaychus of Egel Aruf to Soita. Oh, but that's the vort of Soita as well. What's the halacha of Soita? You have to take it to the Beis HaMikdash. She has to drink. She has to do kol mini pa'ulas. And the Gemara says they used to take her to make a tie. They used to take her to up here and down there. They used to make her walk around a lot. The Soita was made to walk around the Beis HaMikdash a lot. They wanted it to be Mizvada, they wanted it to be Moida. Why should all this take place in the Beis HaMikdash? But the answer is, that's the Musa Haskel. That's what should break the Soita. When somebody who's done a Maisa Behema, as it's called, she has to bring a Korban Sa'irim. Why a Korban Sa'irim? Say Chazal, because a Sa'irim is a Machal Behema. Sa'irim is a Machal Behema. She's done a Maisa Behema. So therefore she has to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. She has to show what a Yid is, the godless of Yid. How could she succumb to such narishkeit? How could she succumb to such toyeva? She's the chayid, a Yiddish neshama. Coming to the Beis HaMikdash and bring up a Michael Behema, and she sees the godless of Adam. She sees the Adam kiyakriv. Boy b'shod that she brings a Michael Behema to Kekorban shows her the contrast to who she is and to what Maisim she did, and that contrast should bring the Busha and should bring the whole Haidah. And be'emes, that's the vort of a Korban by every Yid. A person does an Avera, he's mezalzel in his Milas Adam, so therefore he has to bring a Behema. You mezalzel in your Milas Adam and bring a Chet, you have to come to the Beis HaMikdash to see the Milas Adam.
boy b'shod, that you're coming with a carbon, with an animal, to show who you are and what you did. What you did is a behemishkeit, and what you are is a godless Adam. So the Saita, who's even more so, that she succumbed to the lowest of the lowest, to mamish to the behemish tikatayvus. So therefore, she has to bring a machal behema in the Beis Hamikdash. That's the whole parasha of Saita. So maybe that's the kesha between Egla Ruf and the parasha of Saita. So they're both, the person who murders somebody is noyerdik mezalzel in the milas odom. And a person who succumbs to these averis that a Saita succumbed to is murdik mezalzel in her milas odom. And therefore, that's why they're both in the same Masechta. And Parshas Egla Rufa belongs in Masechta Saita. So Meila Lefi Zeh, we can start coming back and understanding. And we can Masechim Parshas Shoiftim. And move on to Parshas Vayeh, to Parshas Kiseitze. Parshas Shoiftim Be'etzem. Parsha Shoiftim is Be'etzem a parsha that's Megala Mailas Yisrael. And once in Parsha Shoiftim we have the Maila of Klal Yisrael, so then we move on to Parshas Kiseitze. Parshas Kiseitze is Avada Erhemshech. Parshas Kiseitze L'machoma Aleivecho V'nason Hashem L'kecho B'yedecho V'shevis HaShivya. Again, a person starts to coming to things V'reiz HaShivya Eishas Astoya V'chashakta Bo. He's a Gocheshev for her. This is a Yiddish Azach, she's a non-Jewish captive. This is a Yiddish Azach, you can't differentiate. Can't differentiate between an Adam and a godless Adam. And a Shivya and a non-Jewish Shivya. The two don't stick. A Yid and a Goy, they don't stick together. Like Rashi brings down. If Nosa, if you do marry her, Rashi Dira Maschil and Kiseitza, Rakachta Lacholesha. If you marry her, Soifel Yasoina, you're going to hate her. For Soifel Lahoilid Menu Ben Soir and Moira, Lakach Nismachu, Parshias Elu. It's not going to go. You're going to end up hating her. It just can't go together. It cannot click. It cannot click. A goy of Yachas to an Adam is an Amadoim El Chamar. It just can't click. In other words, Parsha Shoiftim is the Parsha where we're focusing on the Maila of Klal Yisrael. And Parsha Kiseitze is the Parsha where we're focusing, and therefore if Klal Yisrael has such a Maila, how we have to keep ourselves Kedoshim V'Tahirim. And not clicked, and not succumb to things that are bichlal not shaykh to us. Things that we should feel are completely, completely below our dignity. And that's why Parsha Kiseitze talks about Layovi, Amoini, Moavi, Bikal Hashem. Talks about mitzvahs, v'hoye machanecha kodesh. A mitzvah, a person goes out to the bathroom, v'chafarta bo, v'shavta, v'chasisa, tzeyasecha, all different halachas that are shaykh to you, ki Hashem lekech mishalich bekerv machanecha, v'hoye machanecha kodesh, says in Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Tezvov, in Parshas Kiseitze, v'hoye machanecha kodesh, it's b'chayid. If a yid would realize all this, is a Yid will never be able to succumb, because the answer to the Yetzirah is, and this is the punchline of the Shir, the answer to the Yetzirah is, it's pasnish for me. You want me to do something that's pasnish for me, it's below my dignity. I can't bring myself down to do it. I'm too great to do it. I've got shaykhs to the Beis HaMikdash. I've got shaykhs to Ashuras HaShchinah. I've got shaykhs to a Kodesh Kadoshim, to an Oren, to a Shulchan, to a Mizbeach. My build is the build of a Mizbeach, of a Mishkan, of a Beis HaMikdash. Chanishkan shaykhs to all these things that you want me to have shaykhs to. That's the most effective answer to the Yetzirah. That's the way a person should feel. And if you do feel that you have shaykhs to it, soifa lesnoisak. It's just going to cause you damage. You'll never be able to click with it. Because a yid is a different build. Beguf, benefesh, a yid is a different build. Maybe that's the shaykhs. That's the shaykhs of Amalek at the end of Parshas Kiseitze. Because how does a Yid Taka Yesa come to these things? If the Milas Adam is so great, so how does a Yid Taka come to it? How does a Yid come to doing these things? The Teretz is because it's Amalek. And the end of Parshas Kiseitze is Ashakor Chabaderech. Ashakor Chabaderech, Rashi brings down Loshen Keri V'tumah Shoyim Etamon B'mishkav Zocha. In other words, Amalek stole away from us the whole whole Milas Adam. Amalek Amzalzan and Amayas Adam. Amalek has the koyach that he should make us lose, so to speak, feel that we lost our Milas Adam. And he can make us succumb to the lowest things. Why Dafka he was Matamas Mishkav Zachar? The Teretz is because he wanted Klal Yisrael to succumb to the lowest forms of Toyeva in order to be Mzalzan, in order to break and to be Mevatl their whole Milas Adam. The Sibur is, I'm not going into it now, but just to mention it in a second. The Sibur is because Yaakov Avinu, Gemara says in Bava Metzia, the Yaakov Avinu is Shufrei the Yaakov, Kein Shufrei the Adam Arishon. Yaakov Avinu is Bechinas Adam Arishon Efnei Achet. Yaakov Avinu is the shining radiance of Adam Arishon. Yaakov and Esav were born as twins. So Mele Esav also feels he wants Epsen Achiz in the Tzuras Adam, so therefore he tries to steal the Tzuras Adam from us by making us lose the Tzuras Adam and taking it from us. But I call upon him, that's Amalek. That's the tomb of Amalek. Amalek make us lose the whole Milas Adam. So that's Parshas Kiseitze. So one could say that the Shoiftim and Kiseitze is Shoiftim is showing the godless Adam, and therefore Kiseitze is saying, so therefore keep away from all those things, if Astoya, Mishkav Zohar, Chvais, all these things that are not Shaykh to you, Bechlal, the Sur Meira. Kiseitze is the Sur Meira that comes after Parshas Shoiftim. Any time that Klal Yisrael succumb, and any time that Klal Yisrael have a b'china of Nia Kachol HaGoyim, is that gives Amalek a koyach. Just one dogma, famous dogma, the most famous dogma. Mepnei shenenu misadosim shel Achashverosh, achadvar me'ele, gidl ha-melech Achashverosh is homo. Hari Klal Yisrael, the chet of being mepnei shenenu misadosim shel Achashverosh is that they want to become equality with Persian citizens. It's a chagoy. Achashverosh is a chagoy, with all the malchus, and with all everything he does, it's a chagoy. The Gemara says in Megillah that the Sudas Achashverosh, the things they were talking about, the lowest of the lowest things they were talking about, boasting about each other's wives, who's prettier and who's more, they sunk to the lowest in all the Ashiris and all the gold and silver with all the marble and everything that they were sitting and everything they were busy dining and eating with all the godless and Ashiris, and they remained the lowest of the lowest. Paket, the more they drank, the more they were Megala, how low they were. And the Gemara says that. That gufa, that suda should have been the greatest havdalah between Klal Yisrael and Umas Olam. That suda was megaleh who the goyim are, and the Gemara says Mashenka and Yidden, when they come together and they eat basav yayin by sudas yomta, by sudas shabbos, they sing zmiris shirsis and shbachas to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Faket, that should have been megaleh the whole havdalah. That should have brought out a murdik of godless Yisrael from that suda. But the nation then says asin shalach hashverish means that Klal Yisrael joined into the suda. Klal Yisrael joined into the suda. You mazalzel in the midas adam. You mazalzel in the mind that you have, no, then you're falling into a Amalek's trap, because that's what he does. So when you're doing it, you're asking for trouble, you're inviting him in. If you're inviting him in, so therefore, that's why Achadvar Meir, Gidla Melech Achashverosh is Haman. So that's who Amalek is. And that's what we have to keep away from. But if a Yid can succumb to such a thing, if a Yid can fall, Chas V'Shalom, to lowliness, that's only because of Amalek. So that's Parshas Shoiftim, that's Parshas Kiseitze. That we can understand the Gevaltige Meila of Bikurim that comes straight afterwards. What was the mitzvah of Bikurim? The mitzvah of Bikurim is you have a farmer, he's growing some fruits, and the halacha is he takes his fruits. Where does he take his fruits? He takes his fruits. Where does he take his fruits? He takes his fruits to the Beis HaMikdash. And what's going on over here? You got a yid, a farmer, Pashta yid. He's coming with a basket, a Pashta basket. And the Pashta basket's got some fruits from Shivas Aminim, a few pomegranates, grapes, or whatever. And he's coming to the Beis HaMikdash. And at the end of Maseches Bikurim there, a whole procession, a procedure, and people used to walk out of their stores in Yerushalayim, and the Elti Yerushalayim, a Yid, would come and be Melava them. What's going on over here? There's a Yid coming with a basket of a few fruits. Bechlal, why do you have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash? And you bring it to the kohen, and it's a gansa avoida. The kohen has to take the basket, and he puts it lifnei mizbach Hashem lekecha. And you have to say a whole vidui of where what we originated from, how we had such tzoras in Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Ba'oisus of amoisim, ayevienu al amokam azeh, ayitan lonu hagansa gesheft. What's the farmer? What's the few pomegranates got to do with the Beis HaMikdash? Oh, but the Teretz is hein advarim. That's the answer. The answer is that the mitzvah of Bikurim showed how every Yid's mokum, even the Yid who grows pomegranates, even the Pashta Yid, how every Pashta Yid is rooted in the Beis HaMikdash, and he has to take it to the Beis HaMikdash, and the whole Yerushalayim, and the procedure, and the procession, and the cover that the Yid got when he came up to Yerushalayim was to connect, to show how every Yid is connected to the Beis HaMikdash, even the Pashta Yid who's growing his fruits, how he's connected, and how there's a whole Avoida that has to take place in the Beis HaMikdash with him. So that's bringing the Moridika Maila of Klal Yisrael and the Moridika connection again of Klal Yisrael to the Beis HaMikdash. So having said all this, we understand now and we can answer up now how this all prepares us for Chodesh El. We said earlier that the shorish of all pogromim is when a Yid forgets who he is. When a Yid is Messiah Das, his Gewaltige Madrega, a Yid is Messiah Das and the Gewaltige Tzuras HaOdem that he has, the Moichin that he has, the Ruchnistika potential that lies within him, the Nefesh, Ruch, Neshama, the Chai Yechida, the Gewaltige heart that a Yid has, a Yiddish heart that's burning for the Rabbeinu Shalom, a Yiddish Moyach, a Yiddish Guf, a Yiddish Ramachim Barim, Vishasag Yidim. How the whole Beis HaMikdash represents a Yid. And how when a Yid would sin, it would only be because he forgot that Maila. He forgot the Tzuras Odom, and he did a Maisa Behema, and therefore he has to bring a Behema to the Beis HaMikdash to straighten himself out, to see the contrast between who he is and what he does, and what he did. The Beis HaMikdash was the Mokoim of a person, reminding a person of our Gewaltige Chashivas. And if a person's Chet, if a person can only sin because he forgets the Chashivas, which is brought about by Amalek, which is, by the way, why Amalek and the Beis HaMikdash don't go together. Amalek is the Avi Avos who makes us lose Atzuras Adam. The Beis HaMikdash is that which builds Atzuras Adam. And therefore, Gimel Mitzvah, Shinitztav Yisrael, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, Limnois Melech, which is Teferis Yisrael, like the Rechaim HaKodesh says, L'hachr Zari Shel Amalek, and then Binyan Beis HaMikdash. After you machr zar shal molek, then a Yid's not shaykh anymore. Asher korcha baderech, a Yid's not shaykh to carry to Mishka Zohar, chas v'sholem. He's not shaykh to any of the tumus and te'evois that a molek gets us into. And then you can build a Beis HaMikdash to be megala, the gewaltige maila of Klal Yisrael. So therefore the avoida of Chodesh El, the avoida of doing tshuva, is an avoida to remember the Beis HaMikdash, is an avoida to restore the Tzuras HaAdam again. To restore the Tzuras HaAdam. And therefore the Pesach and the Shara to Chodesh Elul is the end of Parshas Re'eh. Sholesh Pa'om Mashoni Yiroh Kol Zechurcha. Connecting ourselves to the Beis HaMikdash. Connecting ourselves to the Adam. Adam Ki Yakirv Mikem Korban. Reminding ourselves Bechinas HaAdam. And then we continue with Parshas Shoftim, which as we explained earlier, is Kol Kulay, the Mail of Klal Yisrael, the Mail of Yedei Yid. He said, teaching us what's pasnish for a Yid to do. What doesn't click with a Yid to do. And Kisavai, how every Yid is intrinsically connected to the Heilige Mishkan, to the Beis HaMikdash. And it's very ironic, because if Chodesh Elul is reconnecting to the Beis HaMikdash, it's like rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, rebuilding the Tzuras HaAdam. It's an unbelievable thing that Elul comes after Tammuz and Av. Tammuz and Av correspond to Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Chorban Tzuras HaAdam, Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Without a Beis HaMikdash, a Yid doesn't get the opportunity to remind himself who we are, and what godless we are, how heilig we all are. Tammuz and Av was the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And Taka, one of the Chatam that Klal Yisrael succumbed to after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, after the Chorban Beis Rishon, when they were Goyla to Babel, was in Noshim Nachriyos. That was one of the major problems when they came back to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash, sought out the Yichas, Asara Yuchsin, Perik Asara Yuchsin, Kedushin. Because without a Beis HaMikdash, they forgot the Tzuras HaAdam, they were Messiah Das, they didn't have the reminder who we are, they didn't have the reminder of the godless and chashivas of every Yid. So maybe between that and marrying Noshim Nachriyos, they didn't see the Goyla Hevdel. Tammuz and Av is the calamity, the tragedy. that we don't have this gewaltige reminder of who we are. And therefore, Chodesh El that comes straight afterwards begins the Hachana of preparing ourselves to be Beis HaMikdash Dik, to be Mishkan Dik, preparing our Tzuras HaOdom, preparing our Ma'ilis Yisrael. Doing tshuva, we have to remember who we are. We have to remember that we are born into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to remember the Goydel Kedusha of every Yid, Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas HaNefesh. And then we come to a terrible tzebrochenkeit, that if we taka so heilig, what about all the hirhurim that we had? What about all the averis that we had? That's the key to tshuva. That's the key to tshuva. Chodesh El is building up the godless Adam, which is Memele Marachikim from all the behemishkeit that we Isaac throughout the year. That's why the Svasema says, the Helga Svasema says, Echad Be'el Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema. Why is Echad Be'el Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema? Says the Helga Svasema is a Mori Dikavot. He says that Maisa means separation. And Chodesh El is Rosh Hashanah, is the Maisa Behema. Maisa Behema means being mafrish ourselves from Behemishkeit. Throughout the year we have to interact, throughout the year we have to work, we have to interact. Havada, there's an avoida bezeti, mal and etzoitzin. Haba comes to Chodesh El, the person's going to forget all that. He's going to be mafrish himself. Maisa is to be mafrish. Maisa behemoth is you mafrish this animal, this behemoth from the other behemoths. So pshat is that a yid has to be mafrish himself from Ba'amishkeit and Chodesh El. That's exactly what we're saying. You want to build Tzuras Odom? So Maisa behemoth, you've got to be mafrish. We've got to be mafrish ourselves from Ba'amishkeit. And this is bidiyuk, this is exactly the vort of Yosef HaTzadik was Yotzim Beis HaSurim and Rosh Hashanah. What does Yosef HaTzadik represent? Yosef HaTzadik is the one that had all these nisyonos, with Eishes Petif, and he had all these moridik and nisyonos. And Chazal tell us an unbelievable thing. The Chazal tell us that the nisyonos got so bad that he was about to be nichshal. He was about to be nichshal. And then Ra Dmus Diyukna Shel Aviv. He saw the Dmus Diyukna of the Heilige, Heilige, Heilige Tata Yaakov Avinu. What does this teach us? What does this show us? It shows us that what happened? What happened when he saw? He thought he was going to get into trouble. His father's watching him. The oimik is that he saw Yaakov Avinu, Shufrei de Yaakov, Kein Shufrei de Adam Arusha in Lefnei Achet. When Yosef HaTzadik saw who he comes from, Yosef HaTzadik realizes that the whole Tzuras HaAdam is in danger. Yaakov Avinu Yosef HaTzadik realizes where he comes from. So then suddenly he realizes it's pasnish to do the Avera. It's pasnish to do the Avera. How can I do the Avera? You look at this beautiful face. Look at this radiant shine of the Heilige Heilige Tzura of the Heilige Yaakov Avinu. And I'm going to, and I'm his son, and I'm going to do this Chet. That's Rosh Hashanah Dekavoida. But Rosh Hashanah Yetzel Yosef Mebeis Hasurim. That's what every Yid is to think during throughout the course of Chodesh Elul. A Yid is an Neshama which is a Chelek Kami Mal. A Yid is beautiful. A Yid is Gevaltig. A Yid is Heilig, Kodesh, V'Tor, and Noki. That's the Kesher between Yosef HaTzadik and Rosh Hashanah. That's how we do Tshuva. We have to feel Dmus Diyuknoi. We have to feel the Dmus Diyuknoi of Ruchnius. Of what it means Ashuras Ashchina. Of what it means Dmus Diyuknoi of Beis HaMikdash. Dmus Diyuknoi of our Obis HaKadoshim. Dmus Diyuknoi of our Imois, our Heilige Imois. All our Heilige Zedas. All our Heilige grandparents. All our Heilige past. Tekiah Shofar, one of the Nyonim, reminds us of Mamet HaSinai, reminds us of Akedas Yitzchok. Why is Tekiah Shofar reminding us of so much? But the answer is that Tekiah Shofar is telling us, Mamet HaSinai, you stood at HaSinai. This is the Averis you're doing. This is what you're being Maharer. These are the Averis. You stood at HaSinai. Helik Akedas Yitzchok. These are your Obis HaKadoshim. These are our Obis HaKadoshim. It brings a shudder and a shake to a person when we realize in Rosh Hashanah who we are. And that's why Yodam, that's why in Rosh Hashanah is Hayom Haras Olam. It's not the day that the world was created, it was the day Adam Arishon was created. And that's mamish the icing of this whole shir. What is Rosh Hashanah? Yom Shenivra Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon was created with all the milus in the world. Chazal say that all the behemoths came to Adam Arishon, they thought he was Kaviyachal, and they bowed down to him, and Adam Arishon says, don't bow to me. Let's go bow down to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And there he said, Hashem Malach Geis Lovish. He was created on Rosh Hashanah. Yom Briyas Adam, where all the animals realized, Ramimus, Milas Adam Arishon. same bechina that we have. On Rosh Hashanah we have to feel that the rest of the world is the bechinas of the behemoths bowing down to us. And we are the roimimus. And we are telling the world, Hashem Moloch Yeis Lovesh, let's all bow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We represent, we manifestate the Rabbeinu Shalom in this world. Are we shaykh to these chataim? Are we shaykh to all the ta'evas of the goyim? That's the Rosh Hashanah Yom Shenivra Adam Rishon. The seer of this avodah is on Yom HaKippurim. But Taka Yom HaKippurim is a whole day at the Beis HaMikdash. A whole day of avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And as part of that avodah, you had the soil Hashem and soil Azazel. And what's the soil Hashem and soil Azazel? Soil Hashem is Yaakov Avinu, as the Medrash Rabba says. V'noses avoynosom avoyn tam. Soil Azazel is Esav. Soy, he was an Ish Soy, a hairy person. Yom HaKippurim is the climax of everything we've been saying in this shir, where the absolute havdalah takes place between a yid and a goy, between Yaakov Avinu, between the Heligat Musta Yukmish of Yaakov Avinu and Esav. Yom HaKippurim, when we stand as malachim, when Klal Yisrael are standing in the greatest maila, mamish ma'ik malachim, higher hecher the malachim, that's nizgala the emistik of kedusha of a yid. That's in Zgala that all the Tayevois, even the Averis that a Yid might have succumbed to, are not coming from him. It's coming from Amalek. It's coming from Esav. He's Machshelas. And then there's a separation. And then the Yid remains. We all remain in our undiluted Kedusha. Pasha Shoiftim and Kiseitze and Kisova all come to a climax on Yom HaKippurim. And again, this is a Riches, but we're going too far, we're going too long. And then, after that, on that day of Yom Kippur, we makabel upon ourselves a tshuva, and we mizvada, and when we see ourselves in our roimimus, is then we mamish can't believe that we ever did these averus. We can't believe, and we mizvada to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We can't believe we ever did these averus. And then the Rabbeinu Shel Olam sends us our kapara, a cleansiness of restoring Klal Yisrael to the Gevaltig Maila. And after that, we have Chagasukas. Chagasukas is where we see the mile of every single year. One second before we get to Chagasukas, Yom HaKippurim, the Sea Avoida we said is also Sa'ad Hashem Asa'ad Azazel. Aaron HaKoyin went in, Heilig HaKoyin Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Ketoyres. Ketoyres corresponds to how you even have to take in the Poshe Yisrael with Tfilosan. On a day like Yom HaKippurim, we can take the Poshe Yisrael into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because on a day where it's in this Gala so clearly that the Averis are not Shaykh to us. On a day it's in this Gala so clearly the godless of a Yid is even the Poshe Yisrael, their Averis came from Amalek, we threw them back already to Amalek, to the Sol Azazel, to Esav. And the Kohen Gadol can take the Ketoris even into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It can be Megala, the mile of a Yid, that every Yid, even the Poshe Yisrael, has an Akuda that belongs in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that is the essence of the Yid, and that is the Etzem Yid itself. After Yom HaKippurim, we come to Chag HaSukkos. Chag HaSukkos is the Chag of Achdus. Chag HaSukkos is the Chag where we look at every single Yid, whoever he is. Ein Boi Tam, Ein Boi Reach, Keneged Arova. All the different sorts of Yidin, Yesh Boi Tam, Ve'en Boi Reach, all the different sorts of Yidin, we ma'agad them, Lulav Tzarch Eged, Ein Tzarch Eged, we ma'agad them, together, Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukhois, Kol Yimelam Chikol Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukha Achas, the Chag of Achdus, the Chag of appreciating a Yid, the Chag of appreciating a Yid, a kindlech of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And then we start after Chag HaSukkos, remembering always the dinim, remembering always where we stood and where we were in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Brias HaOdom, remembering how we were on Yom HaKippurim with that feeling of kedusha, and that's who we are be'etzem. The Chag of Sukkos, appreciating the potential of every Yid, appreciating the kedusha, how heilig every Yid is. Baruch Elokeinu Shebaranu L'Chvodoy. And with those lessons, we go through the whole year like that. So with that, we've answered the kashas, we've understood the parshas of Shoiftim Kiseitze Kisavoy, the end of parshas Re'ei, the Achana of the Tammuz and Av of Chorma Beis HaMikdash. We're rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, rebuilding our connection to the Beis HaMikdash, our connection to Adam Arishon, Adam Ki Yakriv Mikem Korban Hashem. Navada B'Schuze Uli Yidin will have Chasiv Asima Toiv and should be a good Gebench to Yoh L'chol Am Yisrael.
Just I suffer on the share from before, an idea that the whole Rosh Hashanah is Megala, the godless of Klal Yisrael. So we got up to Kisavoy, we didn't mention Nitzavim. Parshas Nitzavim begins, Atem Nitzavim Hayoim. Hayoim of the Chazal Darshan is going on Rosh Hashanah. So Hayoim, Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Lekeichem. Rosh Hashanah, where it's Mezgala, the godless of a Yid, Himimela, every single Yid, whoever he is, Rosheichem, Shevteichem, Zekneichem, Shetreichem, Kol Yish Yisrael, Tapchem, Nesheichem, Gericho, such a riches, so all every possible different rank of a yid stands on Rosh Hashanah. Kulchem lifnei Hashem lekeichem. And the sod of kulchem lifnei Hashem lekeichem is lifnei Hashem is the greatest darga. There's ponim and there's achirayim. The Kedushas Levi's marach at the beginning of the parasha. That lifnei is the darga of ponim b'ponim, which means that every single yid in Rosh Hashanah is mizbar, the godless of a yid, the godless of Adam is mizbar, that every single yid is shaykhus to lifnei Hashem lekeichem, to lifnei b'lifnim, to ponim b'ponim, even the choyte b'tzecha and even the shayv b'mecha. Because at the end of the day, every single yid has kedusha, and the goyishkeit is not shaykh to any single yid at all. And that's why the pasuk carries on. Katam Yidatim, Esa Shishavnu Beretz Mitzrayim, Esa Shavartim Akerva Goyim Atiris, Shikutseim, Es Giluleim. In other words, like Rashi says, El Shem Shim Mu'usim, Keshkotzim, it's disgusting. It's a person has to throw up when he sees the Avodah Zarah of the Goyim. Atir Giluleim, says Rashi, Shem Usrochim, a terrible stench, a terrible smell, a Mu'usim Kegolol, just like manure. The sharper words of Rashi and of the Psukim. But just that's the point of Rosh Hashanah. The point of Rosh Hashanah is that the Goyishkeit is not shaykh to any single yid. Every single yid has a hecher shaykhus of bechinas lifnei Hashem lekeichem. So Parshas Nitzavim is mamish hayoyim. That's Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, every yid has to realize that all that various he did is all shokets. It's all mios. It's all maos. And then every single yid has to realize that a person mustn't say to himself on Rosh Hashanah, "Well, ich bin a poshta yid, and all these dargas are not shaykh to me." Is the pasuk's kriveh and the pasuk announces, the Torah Kedosh announces. Atem, all of you, kulchem, nitzavim hayim, kulchem, every single yid is shaychus lifnei Hashem lekeichem. And when a person standing lifnei Hashem lekeichem, which is like on Rosh Hashanah, so then he realizes how much everything else which is not lifnei Hashem lekeichem, everything else which is not lifnei Hashem lekeichem, is all the bechina of musrochim and muusim kegolol. So that's what we have to internalize on Rosh Hashanah, the gewaltige zach to be lifnei Hashem lekeichem, and that's how the parsha of Nitzavim sums up the whole shir from before.